This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Wow, this is Second Breakfast on Joy 94.9. What an amazing old song that is. That's an awesome song. Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away here on Joy 94.9. It's already 13 minutes to 11. 70 degrees. We're heading to 18 degrees in Melbourne town. It's clouding over now, but don't give up. Keep your umbrella handy. And speaking of being in the studio right now, having a chat to three very lovely gentlemen that have come in very kindly to give a bit of their time to talk about a couple of their fabulous films that are being created. Well, one has already and one is on the way. And we have in the studio with us Orson Dajili.
Hello there.
Welcome. Got good. Baris Ulusoy.
Hello.
And Will Thompson.
Howdy.
Hey. Okay, so of course, let's figure out who's doing what. Orson is a director.
I'm the director of this movie.
Yeah, cool. And Baris, your role is producer?
I'm the producer and director of photography.
Oh, good. So you've got a lot of hats. A lot of hats on. And will you do...
Just editing.
Just editing.
Get the scraps together afterwards.
Make sure it looks good.
Exactly.
Well, it all probably will. And so far, from what I've seen, it does. Fascinating. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a film that's focusing on something that we don't often see, and it's called Little Sister. It's about a younger sister, Little Sister. Yes, so tell us a bit about this film that you're working on.
Well, it's about my little sister. She suffers from a very rare condition called selective mutism.
Okay.
Not many people have heard of it.
What
so
is
I don't
that?
Blame you if
what
you
is
haven't.
That?
It's a condition that leaves her only able to speak to a select few people in the world. She only speaks to my father, my mother, myself and her best friend. Anyone else, while she can speak, she doesn't speak to them. She's just incapable.
Okay.
And the film is essentially a day in the life of her, you know, going to school, struggling with that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. So you appear in the film too, don't you?
I do, yeah. It feels a bit, what's the word, a bit self-important to put yourself in your own film, but the fact is let's face it, I'm her brother, I'm a huge part of her life, and I'm going to turn up one way or another.
Yeah. So. Well, you're the one that communicates.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Fascinating.
I'm a kind of translator for her at times.
Because I haven't actually heard of this condition before.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't very well known. Why is that? Why don't more people know about it? Baris, do you know?
Well, I can't really tell you because Destham is the only person I personally know with this condition. And, you know, while I've known her for her entire life, just working on this project has been so eye-opening to me. You know, I've been a close friend of the family and I've known her. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time with her and she's never spoken a word to me in her entire life. And just working so intimately on this project and so closely just blows me away just how special the condition is and how, you know, unique her situation is.
And just to add to that, it's a relatively new condition. And that adds to the fact that not many people know about it.
Wow, okay. Mm. How old is she now?
She's 13. It was her birthday last week.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Oh, that's good. I hope, did she have a good birthday celebration? Or?
Yeah, it spanned over 3-4 days. So
fabulous.
Yeah,
so cool.
Okay. She had a good time.
Cool. So this condition is very new, very rare, or maybe just hasn't been properly diagnosed yet in the larger community. What's driven you to make a film about this topic? And so personal too.
Well, that's exactly it. The fact that it's personal, it has been the drive. My sister being one of the worst cases of this condition, possibly in Australia. I mean, I don't know the facts, but it's very possible. I felt like it was my responsibility to tell this story. I ended up becoming a filmmaker, and this was my sister. I had to be her voice.
Okay, well, that's a big step. Okay,
yeah,
is it a feature or is it a long or short film?
It's currently a 7-minute film, but we're hoping to turn it into a feature after we're done.
We'll see how the short goes, and hopefully we can apply for some funding. And
so you've got a campaign going now,
a
Kickstarter,
a crowdfunder. Yeah, on Opposable.
Yeah.
And it's been going really well. We've hit our target, but you know, we're hoping to go a bit further. We've had great support from family and friends. Everyone's really getting behind us, which is really great. We just want to get this story out then.
Cool.
Some exposure for the condition.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea indeed.
Yeah, really the more funding we can have behind this, the further we can push the project and hopefully, you know, make it a bigger project outside of university.
Well, yeah, people have been very generous. Even Will's mother gave, how much did she give?
$50.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good. Generosity begins at home. And so, Will, I mean, your role is to edit this all together. It must be hard because there must be some really great scenes in there and touching scenes that you have to cut.
Oh, definitely. Luckily, I've been fortunate enough with Orson and Barish beforehand have done a little short beforehand. It's quite touching. I didn't think that they would have me on board of the film. I wasn't too keen on myself. But every time after seeing that, I went up to Orson and I went, that's a beautiful film you got there. I'm not much of an emotional person. I find it, you know, hard to bring out those things. But really, it struck me. I don't know what to put it into words, but I think in seeing that, Orson could see that I was honest with what I was saying. And he thought, you know, that I'd put the effort in.
That sounds like it's a good group effort, and it feels like a family effort too, obviously, because it is such a personal story with the new film.
Yeah.
But of course, also, I mean, I guess I was interested in the earlier film that you did do.
Yes.
Which has got an LGBTIQ content to it.
Mm-hmm.
We will go into that a little bit in a moment or two, but tell us a bit about that one.
Hiders. It was me and Barish's first, professional.
Okay.
Project, let's call it. And it came from a response to the kind of disconnection I was feeling with my religion at the time. And my girlfriend, whom I love very much, my relationship with her, it was a tad contentious because she's not a Muslim like I am. And it was an issue, but not enough to cause conflict. And it made me realize that there were people like me who were raised in a religious environment who had much worse situations in terms of the backlash. And I wanted to kind of display that, I guess.
Yeah. And look at that with a lesbian character.
Yes.
Using that. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very touching little film. It's just a great
Thank
little
you.
Film.
Thank you
You've
very
done
much.
So well.
It's actually, it's on the Poseable page in the past work section.
If you want to watch it. Yeah.
Well, we'll certainly put the links up there here on Second Breakfast on Joy 94.9, and we'll chat to you again in a moment. This is Sonia on Joy.
The shell is cracked, it's much darker inside those closing walls I always do break. You got to hurt, rejection, but don't need to fall for this.
Yay, loneliness, you never need to be with Chris Eden here on Joy 94.9. 70 degrees, it's warming up. I think it's warmer in the studio here. Exactly 11 o'clock, I like that. I did exactly 10 o'clock. I'm all synchronized today and trying to get things right. And we do have in the studio some very hard working, the message says. Three of the hardest workers I know, you're doing great. And that's Sebastian. Thank you so much, Sebastian, for sending in your messages so we can keep doing these things, playing good music, chatting to people doing stuff that's local, Melbourne makers and filmmakers. And so on, including we have in the studio once again Orson Dilgey.
Dijale.
I'm just getting it wrong. And Baris Ulusoy.
Yep.
Phew, I got that right. And Will Thompson without a P.
Yeah, well,
you never pronounce a P anyway,
no.
Do you?
Better give a shout out to Seb as well. Thanks, Seb.
Yeah, Seb. He's a very cool dude. Very helpful here at Joy too with his volunteering. Now, we were talking about Hiders earlier and how that has been for Orson a bit of a challenge and a journey about his own experience with his own faith and religion and such.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at LGBTIQ, what if you had a lesbian in the family and you were a religious family? Is that what, you know, got you thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. The homophobia that I felt growing up in some places, it didn't make me feel very nice. And I think that's something I had to express and make clear.
Mm.
So
good on you.
I think it was less about me. I was the first percent. My own experience sparked the whole idea.
Mm.
But after that, it was not about myself, I think.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
No, it's a bigger picture. That's great. And now we've got Little Sister, of course, in production. When do you guys hope to have that finished, completed, Paris?
Well, we're in pre-production at the moment and hopefully we'll be shooting throughout May, I think. Mm-hmm. Late June, we're hoping to be
middle of June, I think.
Yeah, that's June. Right.
Will be done.
Cool. But yeah, hopefully we'll be pushing it into festivals and seeing where we go with that. We have high hopes for it, so you know, we'll be keeping everyone updated through social media on how we're going with festival submissions.
Yeah, cool. And so just to recap what Little Sister is about, a very interesting and rare condition that's only recently been diagnosed for your own personal story there, Orson, with your own sister.
Yeah, my own sister. It's something I've known like the back of my hand since she was diagnosed with it at 5 years old. So it's been 8 years.
Wow.
And most kids actually, they kind of, when it comes to high school, that's when they kind of click and start to talk again.
Right.
SLM's gone beyond that, so it's a pretty serious case of it.
Very rare.
And with all the doctors and therapists and psychologists and all the medical professionals I've seen over the years, I feel like I'm qualified to be an expert on it as well.
Because you're the one that she communicates with.
Yeah.
How does she do that? How does she usually...
Well, it depends on the setting. If there's nobody else around, she talks straight to me, like as any kid would.
Cool.
But if someone is around, she'll whisper in my ear. But most of the time, she'll rely on facial cues and signals. I can read it like a book. I know exactly what a slight raising of her eyebrow means. Yeah.
It's a bit like a secret language between the two of you.
That's a really interesting, interesting experience. You must definitely. I guess you'd be someone who pays attention to a lot of detail.
Yeah. Well, she's caused that in me. I think that wasn't a quality I had before. She kind of trained me to have that ability.
So watch out, everyone. Orson is you know, taking great thinking. Attention. That's great.
Well, we knew that from the beginning.
All
right, so where can people go to find out more about Little Sister and see Hiders as well?
Well, we're on Facebook, Little Sister. I think the link is www.facebook.com/Little Sister Documentary. And you can go on there for updates on, you know, the progress with the project and also links to the Posable page and, you know, just any updates with shots or anything else we got going.
Cool.
And on the Posable page itself, which I can't remember the link to, I think it's just www.posable.com/Little Sister.
And just pop it in your search engine. I think I've put it up there now on the Facebook page if anyone wants to, So, yes, it's www.posable.com projects and it's, Little Sister there. So you can,
Or you can just
find out more about that documentary.
Chuck it into Google, Little Sister Posable, and it's there. And if you go on there, there's lots of more information about the page. You know, we've got our past work Hiders on there.
Cool.
We'd really appreciate any contributions or, you know, rewards. Lots of good rewards on there if you want to.
Right.
Or even your interest. We'd appreciate that too.
That's nice. Nice. All right, that's excellent. Well, I want to thank the three of you for coming in today. It's really good of you. Will, thank you. Barris, and Orson. And good luck. And
thank you very much.
Shout out to your sister. I hope she's listening.
Or not. She probably isn't. No. She's probably at school at the moment. Yeah.
Someone has to be at school. That's good. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in. And we'll keep everybody updated with how you go with this great project. And thank you for coming and talking to us here on... Second Breakfast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Here on Joy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.